Lancelot, whom Arthur had thought a friend, tried to usurp the throne of Dumnonia. He was helped in this by the Christians, who had been deceived by their leaders, Bishop Sansom among them, into believing that it was their holy duty to scour the country of pagans and so prepare the island of Britain for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the year 500. Lancelot was also helped by the Saxon king Cerdic, who launched a terrifying attack along the valley of the Thames in an attempt to divide Britain. If the Saxons had reached the Seven Sea, then the British kingdoms of the north would have been cut off from those of the south. Yet, by the grace of the gods, we defeated not only Lancelot and his Christian rabble, but Cerdic also. But in the defeat, Arthur discovered Guinevere's treachery. He found her naked in another man's arms, and it was as though the sun had vanished from his sky.
"I don't really understand,"
Igraine said to me one day in late summer. "What, dear lady, do you not understand?" I asked.
"Arthur loved Guinevere, yes?"
"He did."
"So why could he not forgive her?"
"I forgave Brocvale over Nuach. Nuach had been Brocvale's lover,